I want to speak to all the entrepreneurs out there, the business owners, the people that are wondering, hang on a minute, I had some early level success, things went well, and they're dropping off slowly. What is happening and why is this happening? And I've got the answer for you because I did it myself and I've had to overcome this a few times. Now, when you're trying to become successful, it's easy because you've got nothing to lose. And it makes you an absolute weapon. It makes you agile. It makes you fearless. You end up reinvesting like a lunatic. And when you do that, you know, you don't always win, but you increase your chances, because success by definition is doing what others don't. What is doing what others don't is risk taking. And, you know, because what is a risk? It's just 99% of people just wouldn't do it because they'd be scared. So it's like, is it really a risk? Or does it just require a bigger pair of bollocks? And that's all it is in the early days, it's fine. You can do it. In the early days, you don't care. You've got nothing to lose. You might have 5K, 10K, and you'll think to yourself, if I put 5 or 10 in, why would I give a shit? If I lost that, I can make it back. It's only from a 9-to-5 job. I live with my parents. Who gives a shit? So what you end up getting is some early level success. But here's what messes you up. The game changes once you have stuff, once you have skin in the game, once you have something to lose. And I'll give you an example. This happens all the time in the UFC. And I remember a prime example of it happening with Chris Weidman and Luke Rockhold. I remember Luke Rockhold saying, I will win this fight because he has a wife and kids and he's not willing to die anymore. How crazy is that? That's scary, right? And he said, because I'm a young single man, I'm willing to die. I'm willing to give everything. I've got nobody to go home to. If I go home with black eyes and a cut lip and concussion, I can just sit in my house and recover for a week or two, and I'm not going to scare the kids and whatnot. They're not going to be crying. He was like, he's going to have at the back of his mind, I've got them to feed. I've got them to look after. And he did. He ended up winning. Rockhold ends up, I think he knocked him out. And that proves my point. Maybe he choked him out. I think he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. I can't remember that fight, actually, but I can remember who won. And that's proving my point as to the position that you're in as a business owner and entrepreneur. At the start, you were taking risks, but now you've had some level of success. Now you've got some money. Now you've got things to lose. You've got shit. You've got a mortgage to pay. Maybe you actually did land that beautiful woman. And you're thinking to yourself, if I'm not making 20 grand a month anymore, is she going to stay? You know, how am I going to pay the bills? Can I go back to a 9-to-5 job? Like, can I ever see myself doing that? If I put this money in and risk it, is it going to leave me in a position where, you know, I'm going to lose everything that I've worked for? And like, I just cannot do this again. I cannot start again. But guys, here's the thing. When you started out, you were playing to win. Now you're playing not to lose. That's dangerous. It's like a boxer who gets punch shy and is boxing to not get knocked out, to not get hit, because they just come off the back of a devastating loss. It's one of the worst things that you can ever do. And it happens to people in business all the time. And do you know one thing that does it for people is not making as much money as they did for a very short period of time, or a hefty bill or something comes out and whatnot, or the business changes, the world changes, and it's, you know, financial climate, it could be the war, it could be tariffs, it could be something. They call it Inside the Tornado in the book by Jeffrey A. Moore. And the person who doubles down and goes harder usually comes out the other side. It's tough, it's hell on earth during those years, but whoever comes out the other side wins, and they win big. It tends to happen 90% of the time, right? Whoever goes in, there are cases where people have got ultimate destruction. But if you read that book, you will see, and the other one is The Attacker's Advantage. When you dive into that, you come out the other side, usually in a better place because you've built the infrastructure. Iron forges iron, you know, you go through that kind of, you go through that phase, you know? And the problem is, there's a loop. And I'll explain this loop for you now. You're here. And you make less money. Let's go. Which way are we going? You end up making less money. Okay. So then you go, if I made less money, that means my budget has to shrink, which means I have to invest less money into the company. Smart. Well, no, not really. Cause you've invested less. You're probably going to make less. Okay. And you've made less. So what do you do from a fear mindset and a fear point of view? You go, well, if I've made less again and the business is still dying, I'm gonna make more cuts and I'm gonna put less in. Well, guess what? You're gonna have worse results. You're gonna make less again. And this cycle just keeps going on and on and on and on until ultimate destruction. I spoke about it in a recent video. People don't understand that this is gonna happen. It sounds so logical and obvious when you break it down. I made less, so I spent less out of fear. So then I made less, so then I spent less. And it doesn't mean that that's how you got to the position that you're in. You might not have started with, I made less. You might have been making good money, but you start not being the old you. You're not investing like you used to. You're not taking those risks like you used to. And you've got to remember, whatever got you to the dance is probably going to keep you on the dance floor. But what people do is go, I'm just going to change everything now. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to just be more risk averse. I'm just going to scale everything back. I'm going to invest less. I'm going to start playing to not lose. I'm going to play it safe. I need to reinvest in my kids. I need to reinvest in my wife. I need to reinvest in my house. Hey, look, admirable task. Well done. If you're a great dad and a great husband, I applaud you, because that is probably the most honorable thing that you can do on this planet. But your business is going to get affected. And it's the nature of life, and that's probably what's happening to you right now. Now, you might not have kids, you might not have a wife, you might not even have a mortgage, but you've got money to lose. And if you've grown up without money, just having 100k in your account makes you shit your pants. Because you think, okay, this feels good. I've taken this girl on a date. I went on holiday with the boys. I bought a car and a watch. I don't want this to go away, okay? Now, what some people think is, I don't want this to go away. I'm going to double down and I'm going to do more of it, because obviously that's what works. So I'm going to stick to my truth. What some people do, and what you've probably done if you're in this situation, you've got this problem, is, I don't want this to go away. I'm going to become very protective of my money. I'm going to go to mother duck level. And I'm going to make sure that we don't go anywhere, we don't do anything. I'm going to wrap the entire business in bubble wrap. Terrible move. When you go defensive, you tend to die. And, you know, if you look at sports, you look at football, for example, the team that drops back into a low block, a low defense, and they go around the box, they don't have a lot of possession, they tend to concede goals, those teams tend to get relegated. There's not many examples of a team who's done a low block and won the league or something like that, because it's so far to have to go. It's like, you're not taking any risks, so you're probably very unlikely to score a goal. And that's kind of how your business has gone. You've had early successes. That's changed your mindset, because you now have skin in the game. You've got something to lose, and you've reached you thought you were going to be a billionaire. You thought you were going to push. A guy I worked with in finance years ago told me, I said, I want to be a billionaire. He said, we will see at each stage that you reach. Get 50k in your account, get 100k in your account, get 1 million in your account, get 10 million, 100 million. And we will see if you want to be a billionaire. Because at each level, he said, if you're making 100k per year, you go, oh, actually, this is quite nice. I might just go and buy myself a nice house, meet this woman. I might settle down, buy myself some clothes. I was never able to do this before. You don't know who you are until you get to certain levels. Now, it's okay having a little rest for 6 months, a year, maybe go into consolidation with the business. You get tired. Not everyone can go at a sprint 100 miles per hour all the time. It's draining. I get drained all the time, I'll be honest with you. So you have to kind of go in spurts and then relax and go again and go again. But it's that consistency of growth phases. Now, if you do anything new, it tires you out. But if you do nothing new, eventually you're just going to die out. So it's going in these phases. When you've got energy, when you're in a good position, when the company's made good money, you have to strategically sit there and plan for the next phase and go again and push forward, reinvest some of those profits. And that's probably why your business has dried up. That's probably why things aren't as good as they used to be. That's why, you know, people say market changes and it's a bad time for this. Like, I'm in hospitality, if you would, with the members club. Oh, it's a bad time this time of year. It's bollocks. It's bollocks. Every top level person I've ever spoken to is like, that is bullshit. That is bullshit. And I found it to be true as well. Like, people have always got money. There's always somebody. There's too many people in the world. It's not the current market, or the job market, or this. There's always a way around it. There's always a way to do it. And it's usually the company that doubled down, took the biggest risks, reinvested their money and went again. But maybe, and this happens a lot, you grew up in poverty as I did, and you have that mindset of like, I have something there. I have the ability to pay off my mum's mortgage. I have the ability to raise a family and buy a house. All I ever wanted was a house. It's more than I ever dreamt of. I have a house and a car and a girlfriend. I'm living the dream. Why would I want to ruin that by taking more risks? You might not be consciously thinking that, but at the back of your head, that is a thought. And you have to overcome that. And if the people in your life don't want to support you on that journey, you've got to get rid of them. So if you have a girlfriend and you say to her, look, it's a great test of your girl's loyalty, if she's going to be your wife or not. You can say, and I mean this as well, I don't mean this in a bad way, this is a good test to run. You can say, look, babe, maybe I've got 1 million. But babe, look, I think I'm going to put, and you, look, you're not really doing this. You might say, look, in reality, you're going to put 200-300K back in and whatnot. But you say to her, I think I'm going to put like the majority of the money back in, if not all of it. I'm going to go again. I'm going to push. I think I can take us to another level. Now, if she says, that's okay, you do you, but like, are you sure? Like, do we really need it? We have a nice life and stuff like that. And she's caring about you. That's different. But if she's like, no, absolutely not. Like, I want a house. I want this. You have to get rid of her because she doesn't want the best of intentions for you. She's there for a little bit of cash and lifestyle. She's got comfortable in you by, you know, being around each other. You're going to become comfortable and it's not going to take you anywhere. If she goes, if that's what you want to do, then you do it. Then she's probably the one. She's a good woman for you. But that's the position that you've got to. Well, you're sat there with a big pile of cash and you're going, I'm scared to spend it now. Because I have it, I'm scared to spend it. And this is what people do. If you ever watched a sports match, if a team is winning comfortably and they're cruising, but then the pressure starts to build as the season goes on or the match goes on, it gets closer to the end of the game, they start making mistakes and you see the real measure of the individuals in that team. You see what people are really about. You see what they're made of. And if you can't get through that stage right now, there's nothing wrong with you, but you just need to rejig your mindset. You probably have a poverty-driven mindset and you found some level of success, but you're not used to it. You're not used to having all of that shit. And you just need to retrain your brain. That's all it is. You just need to retrain your brain and remember who you used to be and who you were and realize that money's not really that important. Like, yeah, should you put it all back in? No, because like you got to have some to live and it's not a great decision to just go balls to the wall and put the whole lot in. It's just fucking risky. It's, you know, why would you do it 100%? Like, but if you are going to put a large chunk back in, then yeah, I applaud you because that takes some balls. Let's say if you have a million, half a million, 100K, whatnot, and you put in half a million, you put in 250, you put in 50, which is half of all those numbers that I said, then well done, because that's not easy to do. It takes a lot of bravery. But I promise you, if you are very analytical, and if you break your business down in the correct way and you know where that money's going and you believe it's the correct decision, yeah, you'll have the butterflies, yeah, you'll have a little bit of fear, but given enough time, you're going to see the results. You just might have to cut back on personal life costs in the meantime, which is fine. What's the problem with that? And if the people in your life can't stand you doing that, then they shouldn't be the people in your life. The system is very simple. The formula is very simple. What got you to becoming successful? What got you to where you are now? Just continue doing that just on a larger scale. Nothing changes. Just focus on inputs and systems. Don't look at the numbers and figures. They mean nothing. It's pointless. It's just digits in a digital bank account. It means nothing.